Stage nudity used to be one of those issues that was endlessly debated, but at one performance this week in Scotland, it was a member of the audience who stood out for lack of apparel. Stephen Gough, who became known as the Naked Rambler, was in a theatre in the Scottish Highlands to watch a play about his exploits. Mr. Gough, clad only in boots and a hat, last year made his way from Land's End to John O'Groats and was arrested 16 times, mainly in Scotland. Chris Ledyard has been following this tale of northern exposure.
A midweek evening in Pitlochry Town Hall, and an audience awaits a performance of Who Bears Wins, a comedy inspired by the Naked Rambler.
Land's End. Truro. Botany.
The play's on tour around 15 small Highland venues, and it was co-written by Ewan Martin.
It was just such an interesting story that generated so much publicity last year, so much interest and polarity of opinion, particularly as he passed through the north.
The sheriff in the Highlands has had to conduct a court hearing in a cell because an accused man refused to get dressed.
Edinburgh. Today, Mr. Gough was described as self-indulgent and rather obsessive when he appeared before Dingwall Sheriff Court wrapped in a pink quilted blanket.
Questioning society's attitude towards the human body was, Steve Gough said, the aim of his 900-mile naked trek. But even some naturists found him a bit much. Barry Pickett is the secretary of the Association of British Naturist Clubs.
It gave the opportunity for people to, in their view, be funny, be witty.
Is he a naturist in any sense?
No, not at all. I just have sympathy in that he was pulled in by the law, mainly in Scotland.
Yeah, you call the police, son. Yeah, I've got a number if you want. The
play is not the exact Steve Gough story, but a fantasy set in the village of Dunnet, which claims to be the true northernmost point of the British Isles. To publicise that claim, villagers try to get the Rambler to end his publicity stunt in Dunnet, and there are other motives.
Oh, I can't wait to clap eyes on him. Just really passes this way, really slowly.
So you can get a good look?
So as I can catch him.
But the Rambler keeps getting arrested and sent home.
It's like a game, this walk, you know. Everything's gone along really nicely, making good progress, and suddenly you go tumbling all the way back down at the start. Do not pass Goldsby. Go straight to jail. I mean, why am I so scary, eh? And who? Who are these crazy people who keep complaining? Drivers, they said. Walking disrobed along the public highway is likely to cause a distraction and place other road users in his state of fear and alarm. Meow! Distracted by what? Anyway, the longer this goes on, less likely I am to cause offence. It gets bloody cold here in Scotland in winter.
The comic potential is obvious, but Ewan Martin and his co-author Dave Smith weave in, very skillfully, ideas about pornography, the nude in art, even nudity and mental health.
The Rambler did raise a lot of questions during his walk, his adventure, because, you know, there are serious issues there, you know, to do with pornography and perversion. And I mean, he was called a lot of things, I believe, throughout the course of his journey.
Got it. You must be gay. Oh, those big bonny policemen will just have to chase me all the way free Land's End to John O'Groats, eh? Come on, boys. Come on.
In some parts of daily activity, it's perfectly normal and natural. But if you do it outdoors in the open air, then suddenly you're subject to criticism and potentially invoke the displeasure of the law.
Which is hypocritical, thinks Barry Pickett, given what we put up with on television.
I saw a TV programme that was supposedly in a lap dancing club. There was glassy-eyed, brain-dead lassies shoving their backsides in the faces of total strangers. I nearly threw up. I couldn't believe it. But society tolerates that, even to the extent of putting it on TV. Pathetic.
In art galleries, it seems, we tolerate even more, though there are, in fact, strict rules, says Professor Linda Need, author of The Female Nude.
if you play your cards right, then you've got one of the most elevated subjects within the visual arts. If you don't get it quite right, if the body is a bit too fleshy, or if there are too many questions about, you know, the relationships between these bodies, then there can be real critical outrage, letters to the Times, letters to the press, because it's just not behaving itself.
Freedom!
So what would the real Rambler make of this artistic portrait? On Friday night, Steve Gough finally turned up in Findhorn to see a performance even better received than the last. Steve, you made it, naked.
Yeah, made it all the way to here.
And being back up here, naked, amongst friends, did it bring back some memories of some slightly less happy times naked up in the north of Scotland?
Yeah, as I was flying in, you know, I was looking at the local area, because I hadn't actually seen a lot of it, because I spent a lot of time in prison here, so it was good to see an overall view of it. And I don't think I've got a lot of unhappy memories, actually, because when I spent time in prison, I sort of learnt a lot about myself when I was in prison, so you tend to dig deep within yourself and find things there that you maybe didn't realise were there, you know.
And what next?
What next? I'm actually thinking of doing the walk again.
And with that, he was off, naked into the night. And by that time, everyone was ignoring him, which may or may not be what he's after.